Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, William Willy Boy Remote. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Not bad, man. Just inside the house right now watching the SmackDown replay because I didn't see it yesterday, of course, and missed the Knicks game, but I did see the final score that the Knicks won, so that's
about
good.
Time.
Yeah, about time after losing yesterday. So, and yeah, man, it's just been a cold, freezy weekend here in New York City. Right now it's snowing. It's been snowing this morning. and I had a chance to, like, step outside while it was snowing, but as I was telling you, I didn't get a chance to, like, make any snow angels
mm-hmm.
or pee in the snow or write my name in the snow or anything like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people at this time are always complaining about the weather. I mean, if you've lived in the East Coast or in New York City for a long period or not, long period of time, you should be used to this weather.
Exactly.
You know, like, I'm used to it. Like, I don't complain. Like, it's weather that you expect for this time of year. So,
exactly.
You don't have these people complaining how cold it is, how freezing. I mean, get used to it.
This ain't Florida.
I know, right? This is not freaking the Bahamas or Africa, you know? Shit is real in the East Coast.
Hmm.
But, yeah, it's cold. But it's holiday weather, you know, so I don't mind it.
Yeah.
And talking about the holidays, I read this disturbing story this past week. I don't know if you heard about it, but this guy went shopping with his, well, was it his wife? Let me see. Yeah, it was his girlfriend. A man in China went shopping with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I heard this on Arsenio.
And they were shopping for 5 hours. And after 5 hours, the girlfriend still wanted to continue shopping for shoes. And the man, he got fed up and angry, and he said, listen, you already have enough shoes that you can wear in a lifetime, and it's pointless to buy any more. And she started shouting at him and accusing him of being a skinflint, boiling Christmas, and the boyfriend just got fed up. He, you know, threw her shopping bags on the floor, and he decided to, like, jump off a seven-story balcony in the mall, and he ended up dying, all because his girlfriend wouldn't stop shopping.
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, when you're going shopping, you know, with a lady, and she just, you know, shopping for hours, it is, you know, nerve-wracking, but to kill yourself, I mean, that's just extreme. I think that guy had problems before this.
I think there was something other than, there's something more to that argument or in relationship, because, I mean, to just commit suicide over shopping, I mean, come on.
I know, that is.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would have just left. I would have just left it all. You know what? I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what a sane person would do.
Exactly. I would have just left and said, you know what? You can continue shopping.
Later.
I'll see you later. Yeah.
Exactly. And just walked away.
Exactly.
And jump off a seven story platform to your death. I mean that's just insanity right there.
But as much as I blame him for doing something stupid like that, I blame, I mean, a girl like that, I mean, that's going to drive you that crazy to jump off a balcony. That's the type of girl you don't want to be with.
Well, I mean, obviously, but I mean,
if a girl's that crazy to make you want to jump off the balcony, then probably shouldn't be with her.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. But then again, who knows if she knew he was going to do this. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know the trick.
Well, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, it's still stupid to do something, you know, that crazy, but
I think that's,
you know,
that's like the dumbest thing you could do, basically.
I mean, if she just stopped shopping and listened to the guy, he would have been alive right now.
Well, maybe he would have been upset by the price. Maybe he still would have been upset if she didn't shop that long and he just was angry at the price of the stuff she bought already. Who knows? I mean, maybe he had this planned out.
And they're both at fault. They're both at fault for this.
Well, it's him. I mean, it's really him. I mean, she didn't tell him to do it, unless if she did, she wanted him to.
I mean, of course. I mean, what he did was dumb, and, you know, he's dead right now because of it. But, like, for her, like, even, like, I don't know what kind of, like, communication issue they had in their relationship, but if she didn't, like, she could have just stopped shopping. And it would have been done with.
Yeah, but,
you know,
I mean,
didn't need
you
to go that far.
You know, when women go shopping, they tend to, you know, generally speaking, not all of them, but They do tend to, you know, spend hours and hours, you know.
But for 5 hours, though, I mean,
I know, five
who
hours
shouts for 5 hours? That's crazy.
But
that,
I mean,
that girl's gonna have trouble getting any future dates. I mean, she's gonna have a lot of trouble getting future dates because of that.
I don't know, but then again, we haven't seen how she looks. Maybe guys, you know, guys are not very forgiving. So
I don't know, man. I don't care how good looking you are. If you're that crazy to make a man jump to his death, then something is definitely wrong over there.
Well, yeah, they're saying definitely wrong, but I think it's a good plunge.
Well, that's a crazy story right there.
It is a crazy story.
Crazy, crazy. But the holidays are here, and, you know, Christmas is what, you know, just less than 2 weeks away. And, yeah, crazy things have been going on. There was a recent Fox News was recently talking about an article written by this black journalist.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one, too.
Who said that Santa Claus should be black now, you know? And Fox News was, you know, discussing it, and they were basically saying that Santa Claus is white. You know, just because the journalist wants Santa Claus to be black doesn't mean that it's going to happen, you know? And I thought it was just funny, like, to even talk about a guy that's fictional. I mean, Santa Claus is not a real person.
I mean, so, we know that, obviously.
So who the hell cares if he's black or white?
And then Megyn Kelly brought into the fact that, you know, Jesus Christ is white. Well, technically he's Jewish. You read the Bible.
Yeah, he's not really black or white. He's like, yeah, he's a Jewish man. I mean, and Jewish. I mean, some of you consider Jewish people to be white. Some people don't.
I mean, yeah.
You know, but Megyn Kelly. I mean, she's always getting herself into some kind of controversy. But John Stewart.
I mean, the whole Santa, I mean, yeah, obviously when you think of Santa, you always picture him as white because, I mean, that's where you predominantly see him in media. You know, you see him in, you know, movies, TV shows, you know, cartoons, you name it. You see him as a, you know, white character. And that's why
right.
we always, I mean, to me, I mean, even though he doesn't exist, I always picture him as a white guy because that's what I've grown up watching. But, I mean, if you wouldn't think Santa Claus is black, I mean, more power to you, or Asian or whatever. I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean, he doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, you have a point. I mean, when we were little kids, so, I mean, we always saw, I mean, when I thought of Santa Claus, I thought of him as a big fat white guy, you know, with a big old white beard. You know, that's what I thought of Santa Claus in my head, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't think of him as a black dude or as a Morgan Freeman character, you know?
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not a historically, you know, a real person or, you know, historical figure, you should leave it the way it is. But if it's a fictional character, I mean, you know.
Well,
I mean,
supposedly Santa Claus is based on a real person named Saint Nicholas, who was Turkish, was not even considered white, really, like, because of Middle Eastern, so it's just confusing. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know why Fox News even decided to talk about it, to be honest with you.
I don't see the point, to be honest with you.
It seem like it's an actual controversy, but, I mean, who cares?
Yeah, Santa Claus is not even real. I mean, sorry, kids, if there's any children watching, you know, iMac at 11 p.m. But, you know, just forget what I just said a few seconds ago. But for everybody else who's, you know, who's non-John Cena fans, you know, he's, you know, an adult. I mean, he's not real, I should say.
Who cares? I mean, now, if they had said that Spider-Man should be black, then there would be a problem.
Well, if it's like a, you know, like a cartoon or a movie, like, you know, like a character, I mean, even though it's fake, too. Well, I guess in a way you could see there is some parallels to that because, I mean, they're all fictional characters, but...
Right.
I mean, but if it's like a, you know, a cartoon or, you know, like a comic book character, I mean, you should stick to the original. Unless if you're creating a new character, you know, who's...
Definitely.
I don't know, replacing the original.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I mean, you know... It's not really that serious either way you look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fake.
Yeah, as long as you don't make the character do anything that's, like, outside of its, you know, its characters. Like,
yeah.
You know, making Batman be a serial killer or something.
Right, right.
Or Superman, you know, turn into a bad guy and start, I don't know. I'm just thinking of any random thing that Superman wouldn't do. Like, conquering planets or something.
You know, and I kind of agree with Fox News is that, you know, Santa Claus, I mean, he's a white guy. I mean, I can't see him as black because if he was black, I mean, no one would get presents. Let's be honest. Let's be real.
Hey, you never know. You can be like, yo, ho, 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 man. Let me give you a present, man. Slide down your chimney. You know, come to someone's window or something. You never know. You could give someone a present.
I got to play the clip of, in a few minutes here, I'm going to play a clip of Jon Stewart on the Daily Show ripping Fox News and the idea of Santa Claus, you know, being white or black. But I'm going to play it in a few minutes. But before I play that, Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, it looks like their marriage is over.
Yeah, I heard.
Khloe filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. And, you know, this was bound to happen because Lamar's a crackhead and he's been having drug problems for the last 2 years. So, you know, Khloe finally decided, you know, enough is enough. And she filed divorce papers, and now it looks like, you know, they're not going to be a pair anymore, you know. No more Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian.
I mean, it's sad. I mean, she did try. I mean, compared to other celebrities, you know, once, you know, a spouse sneezes on them or, you know,
yeah.
Looks at them funny, they're going to automatically go for divorce. But she looked like she, you know, she really wanted to make it work.
Yeah, but, you know, this guy, I mean, he's stubborn. He's going to regret this. I mean, you have a girl who, like, supports you and, you know, looks out for you, and she genuinely loved him, you know?
Yeah.
And yet, you know, he didn't listen to her.
Yep.
So now, you know, their marriage is pretty much over with.
Yeah.
All because Lamar Odom, you know, couldn't stop his bad habits.
Mm-hmm. I mean, trying to live a single lifestyle, the bachelor life, while he's married, so.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
So,
I bang Khloe. I know some people say Khloe, oh, she's fat and she's not good looking. I think she's a cute girl. I mean, I don't really see anything that. I mean, yeah, she's not the two other girls. She's not Kim or Courtney, but I think she's okay looking. She's not ugly. I mean, yeah, she's heavy set, but you know, I bang the crap out of her. Wouldn't I mean, right? Don't you think so? She's not an ugly girl. I mean, like I said, she doesn't look like Courtney or Kim.
Well, I don't agree with that.
And, you know, she's taller than them, of course. And she doesn't have the tiny body like them, but she's pretty. I think she's pretty looking. She has a cute face.
All right.
I mean, I'd bang her. I'd give her a good. I think she would be more of a challenge in the bedroom than the other two would be.
I don't know about that, but, you know.
I'm talking about a challenge. Like, she would actually, like, you know, do stuff. I think those others would, well, I've seen Kim's video, so I know she, you know, she just lays there and does nothing. But Courtney, you know, she could give you, like, a real match. You know?
You did the research, so you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course I do, man. Look at her. She's built like a WWE. Like, she's built. The daughter of Jimmy Snuka?
Tamina.
She's built like Tamina. You know. She's built like China Doll from back in the WWE days, from the Attitude Era. You know. I think Khloe could, like, destroy a guy. That's probably why Lamar, you know. Or something in her.
Maybe, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, she's a cute girl. I mean, I don't, not ugly or anything, but I'm sure she'll find some other guys. And when I mean other guys, I mean black dudes, because that's what the Kardashian girls like.
Well, most of them.
Except for Courtney. But, yeah, it's sad, but, you know, I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure she'll move on and she'll find some other guy to date and marry.
Well, I heard those rumors she already did.
I heard that she was with the Game. I don't know if that, well, Game's brother or with the Game, I'm not sure who.
Yeah, I think that's probably who I heard.
Something like that. And as long as you have the Kardashian name, you shouldn't have any trouble finding someone.
Oh, yeah.
But, and on the other news about the Kardashian family, Bruce Jenner, you know, the dad?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that he's having some kind of plastic surgery to flatten his apples at him. Adam's apple.
Mm.
And, like, he's having some kind of laryngeal shave is what they call it. And some medical experts are saying that laryngeal shaves are, like, precursors to transgender assignment.
Yeah, that's that's what I heard. I heard rumors that Chris was saying that. But I don't know if it's true. But that but it does look like, hey, if there's smoke, there's fire.
Bruce Jenner, I mean, he already looks like he's a lesbian when you look at him. He looks like he's a woman, an older woman. And if he is actually thinking about becoming a woman, then that's going to be very strange. Very, very strange.
It'll be an interesting episode on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
But like I promised, I'm going to play the Jon Stewart clip for you of him demolishing Megyn Kelly and Fox News, you know, when they were talking about Sansa's race. So here it is.
We all know Christmas is everyone's favorite holiday. Everyone's. Everyone. But it is very difficult for even our staunchest defenders of Christmas to keep the spirit of the season when Christmas, its very essence, is under constant siege by someone. Something. It's the subject of our new segment, War on Christmas! Getting weird. Edition. First up, the General Patton of the War on Christmas.
There's an even crazier topic out there. Remember this classic Seinfeld moment?
Out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, please. That's the classic episode. I mean, the episode was funny, but not Festivus.
Yes, that episode was funny, but not Festivus, the central comedic conceit of that episode. Not funny! Wait, why is Festivus not a holiday for the rest of us?
Now a nearly 6-foot-tall Festivus pole made from empty beer cans about to go up at the Florida State Capitol. I'm not kidding. It's part of a not-so-subtle protest against the nativity scene already on display there.
Who gives a Can't you just pretend that it's can't you just pretend it's a place for the wise men to tie up their camels? How about that? I mean, really, you're concerned there's a 6-foot Festivus pole made out of beer cans? It's Florida. You're lucky there's not a stripper named Christmas swinging on it. You been to Florida? But I apologize. You're upset.
Why do I have to drive around with my kids to look for nativity scenes and be like, oh, yeah, kids, look, there's baby Jesus behind the Festivus pole made out of beer cans. It's nuts.
Yes, that sounds relatively nuts. Why are you driving around looking for nativity scenes in the car when you could just bring your kids to where you work, where you put a giant nativity scene out on the plaza. But as much as I'm used to Gretchen's yearly manger danger warnings, a little surprised to see Megyn Kelly going full Christmas nog.
So in Slate, they have a piece on .com. Santa Claus should not be a white man anymore. By the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids.
Just got real. Santa is just white. And who are you actually talking to? Children who are sophisticated enough to be watching a news channel at 10 o'clock at night, yet innocent enough to still believe Santa Claus is real, yet racist enough to be freaked out if he isn't white. That's such a narrow, yes, West Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. But since we're pretending to debate this, carry on.
The author seems to have, you know, she's African American, and she seems to have real pain at having grown up with this image of a white Santa. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change.
Actually, I think that's the official slogan of oppression. Oppression. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change. You know what's interesting? That's also the slogan of Arby's. We do that. They're perfectly nice people, make perfectly nice food. I don't know why we continue to do this. Now, you may wonder why on this news channel they're making assertions of fact about a fictional character.
Santa Claus is based on Saint Nicholas, who was an actual person, a Greek bishop, and was a white man. You can't take facts and then try to change them to fit some sort of a political agenda or a sensitivity agenda.
There is so much crazy going on here. So much crazy, I don't even have time to deal with a Fox News pundit saying you can't take facts and try and change them to fit some kind of political agenda. I can't say that, even though that's how much crazy is going on here. But what she is suggesting is that you can't just arbitrarily change the facts about the real historical Saint Nicholas, who was a white man, even though he was from Greece, which is actually Turkey today, and that white man lives at the North Pole and drives a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer. But you can't change the facts about it. Of course, the real St. Nicholas was from a part of the world that is now Turkey, and according to forensic scientists who studied research originally commissioned by the Vatican, he probably looked something like this. So, who exactly is changing the facts to make themselves more comfortable here? Actual St. Nicholas? Well, my guess is there'd be no Christmas if he looked like that dude, because he's probably still on the no-fly list. And then things got really weird.
Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact.
I'll give you that Jesus was an historical figure, but you're gonna get a little pushback on the white thing. You do know Jesus wasn't born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right? For more, we're joined by our senior Christmas historical accuracy correspondent, Jessica Williams. Jessica, thank you. Welcome to the show. Nice to see you. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry, merry Christmas.
Well, the big news that I hear out of the whole Jesus is white thing is that Jews are white now. So congratulations, John.
But, you know, what about Santa? Do you feel Santa is white? What about people insisting that Santa is white?
Oh, John, Santa is white. That's just a fact. It's Miracle on 34th Street, not Miracle on 134th Street. The only miracle on 134th Street is that we get to participate at all. Half the time, Santa skips us on his way downtown, just like a taxi cab.
Here's the thing. Santa is fiction. He's not even real.
Hey, man. What the hell are you doing? Hey, kid. Stop crying. Santa is real as f***. And he's really white. He's really white.
No, but that, Jessica, if we're talking history here, and that is what they're saying, we're talking fact and history. St. Nicholas was from the area of the world that is now Turkey. He was not some cherubic Wilford Brimley type.
Hey, don't be stupid, John. A swarthy Turkish Santa will make people very uncomfortable.
Yes. But that Megan said, just because you feel uncomfortable, that doesn't mean you should change it.
Oh, wait, no. Megan said, if I feel uncomfortable, there's no need to change it. If white people feel uncomfortable, then we have to change it. And then pretend it's the way it's always been. That's how this became this. It works that way for everything. Like how this becomes this. White people don't want to hear jailhouse rock from somebody who'd actually been to jail. Real jail's uncomfortable. Elvis jail is fun.
He did. He looked like he was having a great time. He was dancing.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, John, that's how it's done. First you fix history, then you lock that down forever in a vault. Sorry, Santa's not black just because some blogger wishes he was. Just like Meg is not black just because she spelled her name creatively. And let's face it, John, there is no way this could be Santa.
But what? No. No, very jolly. Why not?
Because the moment white folks saw a black man with a big old bag coming down the chimney, it'd be time to grab a gun and stand your ground.
Jessica Williams, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Fox News is pretty crazy. They're even discussing that, like I said. But as you heard, Jon Stewart tore them a new one. Mm-hmm. But Santa Claus, white or black, he's always going to be jolly old Nick, whether you believe him or not.
Yep.
And with that said, Will, you got any last words?
Wow, you know, just thanks for having me on the show, and check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, Sundays at 6 p.m. only on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, tune into iMac every Saturday at 11 p.m.
That's right. Check out my show here, as usual, next Saturday at 11, and check out Will's show tomorrow, Sunday at 6. Peace.